The Swedish pop star Robin makes music that you can dance and cry to at the same time. Her last full-length solo album, Body Talk, came out 8 years ago. While the music gave her fans a soundtrack to navigate heartbreak and loss, Robin was going through personal upheaval of her own. The end of a relationship, the sudden death of her longtime collaborator Christian Falk from pancreatic cancer.
He was a big part of my musical education. A lot of the music that I love, he's the one that played it to me the first time.
Those losses left Robin alone and searching for direction, for sounds to express what she was feeling.
I didn't really feel like I had the tools to make that kind of music when I started to write again.
Now Robin has released a new full-length album called Honey. It sounds more open and more spare than her earlier music, but from the very first track, Missing You, she weaves in those two familiar themes, dance and despair.
Now that it's over, the space where you used to be, your head on my shoulder.
It was a tough time, and it was a time of change for me. Like, I went through a lot of big changes and a lot of soul searching and just exploring new parts of myself, kind of like a space trip, but just inside instead of into space. Yeah, Missing You is a song that I wrote about some of those experiences I had during that time.
And so what do you get by pairing this heartbreaking sentiment in Missing You with this exuberant club beat?
I don't know what you get. I get to get a song.
There's this empty space you left behind. Now you're not here with me. I keep digging through a waste of time, but the picture's incomplete.
The harmonics have a particular kind of mood where I think pop music becomes really interesting, where it's like, I guess, soulful pop music in a way. You know, I didn't know what it was going to sound like, but I knew that I wanted to loosen things up a little bit and really dive into my love for dance music.
It's interesting to me that you said you wanted to use this album to kind of dive into your love for dance music, because when I listen to it, it sounds less dancey than some of your other things.
Here come the night.
You left openness and space and room rather than sort of filling it with danceable beats every moment of every song.
Well, I guess that depends on what dance music is to you. To me, dance music is a lot of space, actually, for me, at least, to listen to other things than melodies.
Don't you give it a chance, baby? Just one more try.
You kind of have to like where you're at the moment. It's about like finding your groove and like letting whatever is happening in the music rhythmically kind of guide you. There was this feeling for me that I wanted to dive deeper into the things that have inspired me throughout my life. But also personally, I was in therapy and I wanted to dive deeper into my personal growth as well, getting to know my unconsciousness a little bit better.
I feel like you're reciting the lyrics to Honey right now. The ideas that you're talking about and the themes that you're describing seem very similar to the idea of down in the deep, the current is stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, it to me it makes sense, you know. It's like really what decided the way the album sounds is that I was in a space where I couldn't go back and I didn't want to do what I did before, but also I was, you know, kind of sad and I couldn't push through.
No, you're not gonna get what you need.
I didn't feel like making music, I don't know. I just wanted to, I guess, soothe myself, and that's how the music happened. Like, I did things that made me feel good, that made me feel better.
Your fans have a very intense relationship with you. I would like to read an email auto reply that a friend of mine put up last week. It says, "Thank you for your email. I may be unable to respond on Friday, October 26th. My heart is being destroyed by Robin's new album, Honey, and I will do my best at pulling my together."
That's very sweet.
What's it like to be on the receiving end of that intensity?
Amazing, of course. I mean, there's nothing bad about it at all. It's just, I mean, I listen to music very intensely as well. I feel like, you know, when I listen to the artists that I really love, I feel like I know them. I feel like I understand what they're thinking about, even though I've never met them or talked to them. And that's what I think is amazing about music, that you don't need to know anything about the person who made the music, because you get to know them through the little details and the nuances and the dynamics of the music. Come on, let's have it out.
Go ahead and try a little crazy on me. The album ends with this sentiment, "Never gonna be brokenhearted ever again." Is that a hope or a promise or a delusion?
I think it's up to you. I mean, your heart is definitely gonna be broken again sometime in your life. I mean, it's that's very hard to avoid, but maybe the song is about like defiance, or maybe how you decide to deal with it.
Yeah.
More than actually predicting the future.
You said that music helped make you feel good again. And when I hear from your fans on social media, so much of what they say is that now your music, whether it's Missing You or Dancing on My Own, is serving the same function for them.
Well, I think that's what music does. I think music doesn't change the world, but I think music gives people like a break, you know, where they can recharge and then maybe change themselves. Which is beautiful.
Well, Robin, thank you so much for the music and for the conversation. I've really enjoyed talking with you about it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Her new album is Honey.